Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Dr. Cappuccino Show. All work for power and power of power. I said every week, we can't do nothing without power. We can't get power until he comes. Thank you for tuning in. We're going to open our show up with the word of prayer. Lord, thank you. Thank you for another opportunity. Praise your name on 2 feet. Laying down on the mat. Standing, looking out of the window. Got both hands held up. Thank you for the opportunity to approach you the way that you approve. Thank you. Coming to you any way that I get to you. Hallelujah. Thank you. You've brought us all through another week. Another week where we heard everything, seen everything, even felt things that perhaps we should not have felt. But because we knew and we know that you know tomorrow, hey, we're going to stand strong and say, thank you, God. Thank you. In Jesus' name, thank you. Amen. Well, we have a very interesting show today, and I'm so happy to be able to dispense the word of God to you, unadulterated and just as God would have it. You know, the show today talks about all of them will throw their silver and gold into the streets. And then what? That's a very interesting topic, one that some would even shy away of hearing. But, you know, men and women of wealth have wielded tremendous power and authority over the masses through various laws and edicts and legislature and, of course, their generational riches. But there's nothing wrong with having the best this life has to offer. The danger of wealth accumulation is that sometimes there's a tendency to mock God and forget God and his actions of righteousness toward his human family. And it also has a tendency to dominate and take center stage in one's life. There's also the danger of cursing God through wealth and riches. You don't have to curse God with your mouth, with your actions. But the danger is there when you have accumulated lots of riches and lots of wealth. You can sometimes get off the track and curse God through your wealth and riches, with the result of contaminating our world with a disregard for God and his mission for mankind. Yes, he has a mission for your life as well as everyone else's life. So in other words, your money that has become a god in your life, it'll ultimately destroy you and anyone else. And the money will not be able to add not one ounce, not one ounce of physical health and the ability to ward off debt. It won't do that. And, of course, surely won't. So let's just get comfortable. Maybe you're sitting. Maybe you're standing. Maybe you're on the bus. Maybe you're in your prison cell listening. But get comfortable because we're going to have some very interesting information from the Word of God dispensed, and it will share insight on very soon those that are sitting in high station and those crying just got off their sick bed, how their wealth and their money are just a few pennies, pension money, Social Security money. They're going to be throwing that into the street. But this is mainly slated for those with wealth and riches, and that if they're not sharing it, and they're putting it ahead of what God would have them to do. Now, let's first talk about who the them is. You know, people call in, they send emails, Doctor, you know what, we never have an idea of who you're really talking about. Well, I'm getting ready to tell you we're talking about the them. Today, them is anyone who does not, number one, put God first in their lives. Number two, those that have no regard for God in their lives. Number three, those that are not teaching their family and their children to regard God in their lives and love God. And then mainly, we're referencing the them to anyone that has made money their God. And you know how you can make money your God? It's when you go around boasting by example and boasting by mouth about who you are and what you have and what you have accumulated and what you plan on doing with your money, where you plan on sending your money, where you plan on vacationing with your money, all without thinking about your fellow man. So that them, again, is anyone that has made up their mind that either, you know, God is dead, so I don't have to try and do anything or share anything or show anything in my reference to God. We're referencing right now the them people that have nothing to do with God, do not read God's word, and are following the world in their rebellion against God. That's the them. People that are set up in high station and that have come to a conclusion that no matter what they get into, no matter what they do, their money and their riches is going to allow them to pass go. That's the them. The them that have said in their heart that there is no God, I'm going to eat and be merry with my riches, and that's that. And no one can tell me what to do. That's the them. The them is also those that have said to the God of the underworld, I'm big enough to do whatever I want because I got all the money to do what I want to do. I have all the money to live where I want to live. I can crush and kill through my money. That's the them. Well, when are they supposed to throw the silver and the gold into the streets? Very soon. If you look around in the world, you see that the dollar, the American dollar, is so devalued. There's banks in Mexico City that won't even allow the dollar bill on deposit. No, they will not. All around the world, people are shunning the American dollar. All around the world, other currencies, look at Greece. Look at some of the African nations. Those nations are in trouble. They've been in trouble for a long time. But as it appears, they need bailout money. I think they've gotten it by now. But the whole world needs to be bailed out. Look at America owing trillions. Look at other countries that have just about collapsed financially. And many legal experts said there's a monetary, a financial collapse headed. All of this wealth, guess where it's at? It's in the banks. Those that have CDs and those that have shares and those corporate entities that pay these big dividends and big salaries, all of those dollars, they're in the bank. So if the banks are in trouble, guess what? The money is going to virtually be worthless. And if money is not in the hands of those that have the power to spend it, it's worthless. So very soon, just read the newspapers. Just look at the news reports. Listen to your water cooler buddies at work moan and groan about the state of money in America and outside of America. And this gruesome. You hear some very gruesome tales. Yes, money right now, cash money, going in and out of stores, in and out of department stores, in and out of malls, anywhere that they can spend money. They're not getting as much now with their dollars that they used to get. Inflation is just about eating money down to the ground. 10% of every dollar is what many economists are saying you really are actually getting for your money. You're not getting anything anymore for your money like you used to. 100 years ago, if you had a dollar, hey, you could say 95% of that was being put in use by way of commercial goods. Not anymore. Money is going to be valueless. It's that day and time is coming. So if anyone has any money, you better start donating it to a worthy cause. No, you can't buy back a life of sin, death, murder, mayhem, and strife, but you can start right now where you're at. You have more of the world's goods. And the Bible surely says the day is coming when they're going to throw their silver and gold into the very streets. I mean, it's no good. It's no value. You can do something now with your money. You can donate to charity. You can build homes for the homeless. You can feed the hungry. You can build hospitals. You know, a lot of hospitals have closed in the state of California. Tenet came through here a few years ago and bought and shuttered almost 30 hospitals. And there's petitions going around now saying, save California's hospitals. Where are the sick going? You can be the hero or the heroine. You're sitting on millions of dollars, and you have 2 feet, 2 ears, 2 eyes, 2 arms, just like everyone else. You might want to look at the plight of everyone else and say, you know what? I'm not going to live the life of someone that doesn't care about the fellow man. That doesn't make me feel good. I'm going to look around for those that are doing good works, and I'm going to share what I have. I would do that now rather than wait to throw my silver and gold into the very streets. I would also look at institutions that are nonprofit, that are struggling. You know they're struggling. And if you don't know, you can go to any department of corporations in your state and find a nonprofit. Get the history on them. See who's struggling. See who didn't make very much money prior year, even currently. You can help them with your riches. But once that money is thrown into the streets, once it becomes so valueless, you almost need $10 for a loaf of bread. And that day is coming, the Bible foretold it. What's going to happen? This is what's going to happen. Once money in all the world, across the shining seas, in all the countries, is of no value, it is worthless. You'll have an opportunity then to see the Bible's prophecy come alive. You know, a lot of people don't listen to the Word of God. They don't want to hear it because they think, oh, well, nothing good has happened. Nothing has ever happened to those calling on God. You know, they look bad. They're poor. You know, most people talking about Jesus Christ, they don't have anything. Their kids are eating off of food stamps. Yes, almost 30 million Americans are eating off of food stamps. So what? So what? That means those of them, you perhaps, that have had money and that could have alleviated the situation or helped to resolve it, you haven't done it. So here, let's get the record straight. If people are struggling and not having dental care for their children, not being able to eat good, healthy food, not being able to take care of their health issues because they don't have money, the walking dead, you need to look. You with the wealth and riches, look at you. What have you done? Walking around with $5-10 billion and you give out $200,000, that's nothing. Not even 10%. So then what is this? Nationwide chaos. Nationwide chaos. Nationwide chaos. And I mean, that's going to not be good. So once the money becomes valueless, what are you going to do? What's going to happen? What's going to happen? You're going to look around, and you're going to find yourself friendless and without God on your side. I'd rather have God on my side any time of the day rather than rely on riches. In the end times, such as where we're living, it's time now to get busy sharing what you have. If we have $50 in the bank, I'm sure $5 taken to the corner liquor store. I said liquor store, because I'm not going to give anybody hanging around liquor, so they're going to buy more liquor. That's none of your business. But the liquor stores, the back alleys, abandoned buildings, those are the places where those that don't have anything reside. It's where they hang out. More of this world's worth. Go on down there. Share some of what you have. Look at buildings where they might have two or three stories, empty buildings where you might can rejuvenate and regenerate the use of those buildings for those less fortunate. Do that now. Don't wait till your money become worthless. Look at the children of the nations. Yes, yes, Jesus said, you're going to have the poor with you always. Well, guess what? That's true. And we see this every day. But that doesn't mean you can't reach out and help someone with your riches. In a minute, it's all become nothing. It's all going to become nothing. It's going to become valueless. It's even valueless now. But while you are in control of what riches and wealth you have, look around in the world. You don't want to invest anything for the homeless and the poor and the degenerate in America, look beyond the Atlantic Ocean. Look around. There's so much good any wealthy individuals can do right now. Even if you do it anonymously, even if you don't feel it needs to be broadcast. But the Word of God says that because of crime and strife and because of so much violence in the world and because of so many people that have diluted the Word of God and twisted it and turned it into something evil to suit their own aims and goals, look at the shape we're in. That does not have to put anyone with wealth off course. I'm not helping each other, helping the lowly. There's so many people walking around now without health care, without proper clothing, without running water in their homes, good, clean running water. Their children are going to school ashamed. Women are laying out on sidewalks giving birth. I heard someone didn't have gasoline in their car to get to the hospital to give. You need to look at this. Those that have more of this world's worth. Yes, Jesus said it would be much, much more easier for a camel to go through a needle's eye than for the wealthy to enter in the gates of heaven. That's true, because you're too busy minding your wealth. You're too busy running all over the nation trying to escape your inner pain and your inner stress. You're too busy trying to get away from children that hate you, don't love you, don't want to be around you. This is what is going on. Make it your aim this day to do something with your wealth. Let me give you some other ideas for wealth. You could start a senior citizen, an elder care city. You could take complete cities with your wealth that have just about approached the attorney's office to file bankruptcy. Look around the city. Adopt the city. Adopt the neighborhood. Adopt the street. Adopt a mall. And once a month, have all of those that have children that need clothing, let them go in the mall. You know, there's some children never been in a mall. Their parents are too ashamed because they can barely feed them. There's some children never seen a movie. Charter some buses. Get some kids out for the day. Get some elderly people out for the day with your money. Sponsor a clinic, free health care checkup day with your wealth. There's a lot of car lots that are complaining they have so many cars on the lot. No one's buying them. Find out what mother is on two and three buses trying to get to work. They're taking children 2 hours early from bus to bus to leave them with neighbors and friends before school opened because they don't have a car. Look into those areas. Maybe you can buy 1,000 cars for the disadvantaged women that want to return to work. Perhaps you can furnish clothing of veterans that need to look for other types of work than serve the country. There's so much good you can do with your wealth. So rather than wait until the edict comes, and you see, and the banks, everything start crashing, and they fail the consumer, they fail their customer. Look around now. Don't wait for that time to happen. You can do something good right now with your wealth. Mercy Mission Hospital is in operations to bring cheer and joy to sick and homeless kids, kids that are awaiting treatment for life-threatening illnesses, children that are terminally ill, children that are just, oh, I just can't even get the words for it, that are in such bad shape. They're sleeping under bridges. Many had run away from home here in Los Angeles. Well, Mercy Mission Hospital is going to solve that. We're on a hospital campaign. Mercy Mission Bear Hospital and Adoption Agency. www.mmbha.webs.com. We've been position of struggle for 3 years now. But now with an infusion of cash from those that are wealthy, we'll be able to get that building and have thousands of children a month coming through the doors. Now that's something that is noteworthy. A 501c3 nonprofit, yes. If anyone has more than their share of life's monies and finances, that's one charity that you can help. This is giving you the name of one out of millions that could use your help. Those that are comfortable with their cash. Many are world travelers. Perhaps you can sponsor a trip to perhaps Jamaica, maybe a trip to some other exotic island overseas, Sandals, that could benefit perhaps those that have never even seen a beach. There's so much that you can do. You can also visit www.caacg.webs.com and look at the great work institutions are doing to help businesses come into fruition. People that have been laid off, they need business counseling. They need business development management. They need assistance getting small businesses off the ground. Perhaps you sponsor 100 in 100 years. We could come up with a slogan and watch the barriers of poverty hit the ground. There's so much you can do with your wealth. But you don't have to remain in a state of greediness. You don't have to live in a state of I got mine, you get yours. You don't have to live in a state of so what? They had their chances like I did. Let's get off of that soapbox. You know life has not been equitable and fair. People are marching in the street thinking about what happened 100 years ago, 200 years ago, 400 years ago. Let's face the facts. Life hasn't been fair for any of us. But if you, being rich and wealthy, have had an opportunity to make a difference and you have not, think about it. No, you can't buy your way into heaven. You can't buy your way into hell. But you can, while you are alive and in your right mind, even if you're out of your right mind, you can still give those less fortunate an opportunity now. While the dollar still has some value, while the peso still has some value, the democracy still has some value, you can start now and pledge now to do good with your silver and gold. Because once it hits the streets, that's it. Even the blind man wouldn't try to pick it up. Because that's going to be a direct causation of the word of God. He said the world, the nation has gotten so bad. He says, I'm going to throw a monkey wrench into their plans. Wickedness is rampant. Pain and suffering is rampant. There's so much evil in the world that God prophesied through his Son, the heart which is more treacherous than anything who can know it, but be at the head of the line in causing pain and suffering and misery through acts of wickedness. God said, I'm going to clean it up. I'm going to clean it up. I'm going to shut it down. Oh, Ecclesiastes says the earth remained forever, but those walking about on it with 2 feet, I'm sick of them. I am tired of them. There's none that do it fit. No, not one. I'm sick of them. So what am I going to do? What am I going to do? I'm going to do something to help God. I'm going to get on. I'm going to show the world I'm on God's side. It's God or nothing at all. God or nothing at all. I'm going to show the world, for once and for all, I've lived my life. I've had my share. I'm going to look at those less fortunate. I'm going to look at struggling corporations. I'm going to look at churches that are shutting their doors because those that are supporting them, dead, dying off, long been gone. Young folks saying they're broke. No money to help support the church. Look there. Look at hungry children going to bed at night. Look at single parent homes, gangs, gangsters. No guidance. You can use your wealth to help put fathers back into the homes. You can do that by offering job training, by offering opportunities for young men, middle-aged men, to be trained to get jobs to take care of their families. You can use your money like that. You don't have to say, oh, these organizations, nothing but crooks. Not going to give them a dime. How do I know my money is going to be used right? You don't have to know. But this is what you need to know, that whatsoever you do for the least one, Jesus said, you're doing it for me. You don't care if they take your millions and burn it up. You've shown the God of the universe that you and him are shareholders, that he's the head of your life, and that whatsoever you need, since you know God got it, you know that's God's business and not yours. I'm going to reach out and do what I can with my riches while I can. And whatever happens, that's on God. He said to do it. He said to look after the widow and the fatherless son. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to pick an organization or structure my own. But I'm going to get off of some of this cash. I'm going to get off of some of my money just laying around in a bank for people to play Russian roulette within the bank with it. Come on. Come on. I just said something. Stop the joke. Stop the okey-doke. Before you, and you're going to step out of the them, before them throw their silver and gold into the streets, go to God. Tell him to show you what to do with your money now. Think about this world and who really rules it. Not who put it in operation, but we're coming after the one who rules this world. Thank you for tuning in to the Dr. Cappuccino Hour for Power. It's 30 minutes, but to me it's an hour. Our Power and the Hour for Power Show. Dr. Cappuccino says goodbye. God bless you all. See you next week.